Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The text is the gospel reading just read. Please be seated. Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep and doesn't know where to find them. Leave them alone and they'll come home, wagging their tails behind them. Now there's a bunch of nonsense. Lost sheep don't find their way home again, in spite of the wishful thinking of nursery rhymes. They must be found. Better is the way that Isaiah describes sheep. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And so too the first parable that our Lord tells in today's gospel reading about lost sheep. In this wonderful 15th chapter of St. Luke, Jesus tells three parables about the lost being found. Luke ends the 14th chapter with these words, which form the bridge into our reading. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. The Pharisees are described as listening to Jesus. They were listening, but not hearing. They did not listen in faith as did the sinners with whom Jesus was enjoying table fellowship. These Pharisees and scribes could find no joy in what they were witnessing. Such persons as these were unrighteous and should stay that way, condemned by God for all eternity. Such persons were considered lost, beyond redemption. But here Jesus was seeking them out, entering into intimate fellowship with them. In our congregations, we have people who listen, but don't always hear. Granted, they're all good Lutherans to be sure, but not too much. A number of years ago, there was an elderly man in our congregation whose wife had died. And a few weeks later, I sat with him and he began crying. He said, "I sure miss Esther. I hope I'm good enough to see her in heaven." I sat there somewhat stunned because he had been sitting in our sanctuary for some 74 years. I know that he listened to Law and Gospel. Finally, I said to him, "Carl, you'll never be good enough to get to heaven." And then I paused for a while to let the full weight of those words sink in. And when I had his undivided attention, I carefully explained to him Law and Gospel, telling him why he would never be good enough and why Christ's goodness, Christ's sacrifice, was the best news that he would ever hear. But I don't know if he really heard that. That God would seek out sinners is foreign to man's muddled thinking. So it is that every religion in the world, save Christianity, has this root principle: find your own way back to God. Leave them alone and they'll come home, wagging their tails behind them. That's code for works. The Pharisees and all of their spiritual descendants believe that only those who keep the law are righteous, but these 99 sheep in the wilderness are still in the wilderness, not in the holy city. The religion of the law is a cruel taskmaster. It makes only demands, and the demands are severe. And we have seen that severity in the face of Muslim extremists who are filled with unimaginable hatred of those they consider to be lost. Their kind of God wants nothing to do with sinners, with those who are guilty of violations of the law. It's very interesting to note that there is no rabbinic equivalent to a God who seeks out sinners to save them. Jesus not only told these parables about God seeking mercy, but he demonstrated it by laying down his life for sinners. Just as the Apostle Paul details so wonderfully in our epistle reading today when he says, reflecting on his own history as such a Pharisee, the saying is sure and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the foremost of sinners. What a wonderful, comforting gospel this is! What a wonderful picture of God's kingdom and the ministry of the gospel among us. God does not rest until he finds his lost sheep, and when he finds it, he places it on his shoulders and carries it back, rejoicing. He is happy to have found his lost sheep. So too the woman with the lost coin. There is joy at having found that which is lost. I'm sure that you were moved, as was I and all of us, of the live coverage of the rescue workers finding the five lost firemen in the World Trade Center rubble. In a way, I suppose that's the way it is with our ministry. We don't find everyone alive. But those we do find cause us great joy, as they do our Father in heaven and all the holy angels. These two parables tell us exactly what the church should be up to in our world: the preaching of repentance and the forgiveness of sins, just as our Lord said after his resurrection, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem." We are to proclaim repentance and forgiveness, law and gospel, confession and absolution. We are to tell the sheep their real condition, their lost condition without Christ. And then we are to bring them to Christ, to the healing comfort of Christ's forgiveness, that he wants to eat and drink with them and to enjoy all eternity with them. The story is repeated over and over and over again. Jesus comes looking for us in the wilderness of our sins. And he finds us, repeatedly so, and lays us on his shoulders, carrying us home to the Father. And isn't this a marvelous picture also of what Jesus has done in shouldering all of us on the cross, carrying our sins in his own body? For in his own body he is crushed by the weight of our sins. He, the good shepherd, the seeking shepherd, lays down his life for lost and straying sheep, willfully disobedient sheep. But in so doing, he brings us to his Father, and the Father's joy is full, and all heaven is filled with his joy. What marvelous mercy God has for sinners, for us. What love he has for us. I really think that Jesus is speaking rather tongue-in-cheek at the end of the parable of the lost sheep when he says, "Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." The Pharisees, who believed themselves righteous, were anything but righteous. They were still lost, but they didn't know it. But still they considered that they didn't need to repent, nor would they rejoice over these sinners who did repent. They understood nothing. Heaven rejoiced. All heaven rejoiced. But there they stood with scowling faces. The tax collectors and the sinners drew near to Jesus to hear him. This is the language of faith. They had ears to hear, and they did indeed hear. God found them. They were the true sheep who confessed their sins, believed in Christ, and began to live in the freedom of the gospel. As Luther says, our Lord makes the sign of the cross over such people, pronouncing on them a comforting, happy absolution. Your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. Because you hear my word and believe in me, I will take you on my shoulders and carry you into the church. Yes, into the heavenly kingdom. I have already provided for you so that you have a gracious God and Father in heaven. Leave them alone and they'll come home wagging their tails behind them? Never. Not going to happen. God sends his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, to search for us and to bring us back on his very shoulders to the Father, making his joy full. And that joy is now celebrated as God spreads out his heavenly banquet for us in the Blessed Sacrament. As we enjoy this table fellowship with our Lord, angels and archangels and all the company of heaven rejoice, laud, and magnify his glorious name. Now the silence, now the peace, now the empty hands uplifted, now the kneeling, now the plea, now the Father's arms in welcome. Now the hearing, now the power, now the vessel brimmed for pouring, now the body, now the blood, now the joyful celebration, now the wedding, now the songs, now the heart forgiven leaping, now the Spirit's visitation, now the Son's epiphany, now the Father's blessing, now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.